You're listening to Tales of the Text, headphone drama, secrets, and plot twists. This week's episode is called Accidentally Crushing.
This is Micah.
Hey, Micah, how's you and Derek's vacation going?
Excuse me, who is this? I turned around and made eye contact with Derek, who looked more than interested in my conversation than needed to be.
Are you playing like you don't remember me? Girl, you know exactly who I am.
Nah, you must got the wrong number, shorty.
No, I remember your number perfectly from always texting my nigga. Can you let him know he needs to return my phone call?
G, you blacking the fuck out. I don't know who you is. I hung up the phone confused as hell.
Who was that?
I really don't know. As I bent over to pick up another pillow, my phone vibrated with a text message from the number that it just called.
Still inconsiderate and rude as fuck, I see. By the way, it's Tiffany.
Gee, tell me why the fuck Tiffany texted me. Even after the night that we just had, this text message just threw me all the way off. Tiffany has never contacted me before, and I didn't know why she would now, especially that they aren't together.
You lying.
No, I'm dead-ass serious. Why is she calling me, Derek? Where the fuck did she get my number from, G? And you know I hate that whack-ass shit.
Hey, look. I ain't give her your number if that's what you asking. It's your birthday trip. I wouldn't do no shit like that.
By that time, I was already near his face, so him slipping his arms around me for reassurance was easy. He kissed me again. But Derek, you know damn well I don't...
Yes, I know you don't like drama, so just forget about it. It's supposed to be your birthday. You gonna let a bird make you mad?
He kissed my forehead again before lifting me onto the counter and standing in between my legs. Nigga, back up.
Why?
Because you too fucking close.
Girl, shut up.
His hands gripped my thigh and shut me right up.
To be honest, I didn't know what was going on. I mean, before I left, me and Tiffany did have a big ass argument, but that didn't have anything to do with Micah, and we've been broken up for a minute. Shorty tweaking on some other shit, but hopefully she chills out.
Micah and Derek spent the rest of the trip like any couple would. Hugging, holding hands, and kissing. They both knew that what was understood didn't need to be explained. But what Micah couldn't get off her mind was that damn Tiffany. Instead of blocking her number, she decided to mute any notifications from that number so that after they got back, she could see what was up.
Our vacation was amazing. From Derek treating me like a queen to him treating my body like a temple that it is, I couldn't have wished for a better birthday. But one of the last moments of the trip really kept replaying in my head.
Flashback on the plane ride home.
Thank you for helping make my birthday better than any other ones.
That's my duty, Moose Milk.
As Derek laid his head on my shoulder, he fell asleep before safety announcements even began. So, being the annoyance that I was, I decided to grab his phone and have a mini photo shoot. I went from his camera to his photo album, and his number of screenshots stuck out to me. I then noticed that the screenshots were of Tiffany basically blowing up his phone the entire trip. After the first couple of days, Derek did start leaving his phone in the room, but why was she blowing him up in the first place?
Flashback ends. It really didn't bother Mike at all once she told herself that whatever problem they were having had nothing to do with her. But then she looked at how Tiffany was texting her, and she knew it had to be something important.
Damn, she was blowing up his phone and mine. Something gotta be wrong. Nah, Micah, that ain't got nothing to do with you. But yes, it does. That's your nigga. Well, not really, but still. Just ask him about it. Okay, cool. I called him right after I finished talking to myself.
What's up?
What's up, G? We gotta talk.
What about?
Just, you know, stuff in general.
Like, between us?
Duh, dummy. What else would it be about?
G, didn't you learn to stop talking to me crazy? You finna slide or we meeting up?
I can stop at Harold's and I think I'ma head your way.
Alright, cool. Call me when you get outside.
After getting his usual order of 10 wings and my food, I drove to his house trying to calm myself down. I mean, it didn't have anything to do with me, so I shouldn't bring it up unless he does, right?
Shorty looking thick. That's my work.
Gee, we did not even freak that much on the trip. Be quiet.
You trying to freak now?
He gave me the look that got me every time. But all of a sudden, his phone rang, breaking me from every unholy thought that I had running through my mind. He turned the phone on its face before looking back at me. And before I even knew it, my mouth was opening to speak. Is that Tiffany?
Nah.
You sure it's not?
Unless y'all conspired for her to call me while you were here, then my answer is just what I said. No.
Derek, who the fuck are you talking to?
Micah walked up on Derek after sitting the food down, making him laugh.
Girl, if you don't sit your little ass down...
Or what? You seem like you got something you want to get off your chest. Want to fight?
Micah.
Derek.
I play slapped him before he slapped my thigh, making it sting.
See, that's what your ass get.
I got on shorts, man. That wasn't even fair.
Come here.
As I walked over to him, he sat down on the couch so I followed suit before he put my leg in the air. He proceeded to rub my thigh before kissing the place he'd smacked. His kisses and rubs were in the direction of my hips, and he stopped when he reached the bottom of my short shorts.
What?
We're supposed to be talking.
Oh, all right, talk.
I can't talk with you tonguing down my thigh, Derek.
Oh, my bad.
As he released Micah's thigh, she tried to calm herself down from where he'd just taken her that quickly. She really didn't have much to say, but she knew that she needed to say something, and quick, before he was able to distract her.
I don't know how to say this, but...
Oh, shit.
What? I didn't even say shit yet.
I pretty much already know what you finna say. Boy, and Micah, I feel like it needs to be said. We love each other a lot. Okay. And the sexes. But,
okay.
Like, I'm not ready to be with somebody.
Derek.
No, let me finish. You are beautiful, independent, and smart.
Thank
but
you.
You just not my type as a girlfriend. I love you as a best friend, and that's it. Nothing
hold
more.
Hold on. So I'm not your type to date, but I'm your type to fuck?
See, I didn't want you to take it like
no,
that.
No, you sound fucking stupid. How else am I supposed to take something as stupid as that? I mean, I didn't think I liked Derek, but what he said hit way too hard. Much harder than it should have. It threw everything off. Derek, I know how to separate sex from feelings, as you should have known, but you also sound very stupid.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm saying that I know you like me and we can't go there.
Derek.
I'm sorry if I hurt you or whatever, but we can't cross that line.
Derek, I wasn't even about to say anything about that.
I know. That's why I decided to bring it up first.
What?
I don't want you to hurt in the long run. That's I want you to know what it is and what it ain't.
You know what? This sounds like a speech you prepare for one of your little hoes when they catch feelings, G, and this isn't that.
I know you like me.
Are you dead ass?
Micah, you don't have to lie to me.
Bye.
Derek tried to get Micah to stay, but he knew she was pissed, which only reinforced the belief that she did like him. In actuality, she was confused as hell, but Derek felt an entirely different vibe coming from her since the trip. So he wanted to make things crystal clear so that there would be no issues in the long run.
Everything that Derek said got me to the point where I didn't want to be around anybody. So I decided that I'd head to Oak Street Beach just to clear my mind for a second. Did I like him again? I couldn't. I knew what the situation was going into, and sex wouldn't change my mind like that. Yes, he made me feel special and made my body feel appreciated and adored, but was that enough to change my thoughts and feelings about our friendship? I'm a very smart girl, and for him to think anything different really was an insult. I know the difference between romantic and physical attraction. I'm not geeking myself up over no dick. I don't care how good it is. When I parked my car and took off my sandals, I walked onto the warm sand and instantly felt a relief. There were a few groups on the beach, but much farther out from me, so I was practically alone. Leaving for school in the fall really had me stressed out, so whatever Derek was focused on really just brought a whole nother issue to the table that I did not need. Damn, that was selfish.
Oh, you must be talking about Derek.
My head whipped around me so fast, and lo and behold, it was her. Why are you here?
Last time I checked, a beach is public property, right?
Nah, this isn't a coincidence.
It actually is. I saw you when you parked your car, so I came down here to speak. I know I came at you wrong while you and him were on the little, like, trip. But I'm not apologizing. I'm acknowledging my wrongdoing.
You are a fucking trip.
Speaking of trips, how was Jamaica?
How did you know where we were?
Girl, I asked the question first.
Well, it was really good.
Also, y'all fucked.
You're out of fucking line.
I mean, we aren't together anymore. I wouldn't be mad or anything like that. And the only reason why I knew y'all was there is because Derek told me.
And why did he tell you that?
Because he's missed the doctor's appointment for it.
Well, that has nothing to do with me.
I mean, you're right. At least for now.
Look, I don't know what you think Derek and I have going on, but for one, you're probably overthinking it. And for two, it's none of your damn business.
Ooh, you getting a little feisty, finally.
You are so fucking childish, Tiffany. I really wonder why he was with you for so long in the first place.
The same reason why he's going to be with me for another lifetime, because he loves me.
If that's the case, why are you blowing up his phone trying to ruin our trip after you most likely were the cause of whatever argument y'all had before he left?
Oh, that's where I'm gonna stop you right there. I was trying to let him know some important shit before he left the country. But since you want to be so involved in my fucking information and what's going on, you could tell him that I'm pregnant.
At that moment, the world stopped for a split second.
You fucking lying.
No, seriously. What reason would I have to lie? Like, I know I'm a crazy ex-girlfriend.
That's what crazy exes do, Tiffany. They lie about shit like being pregnant. That's a sick-ass lie.
If I was lying, I don't think I would have this fat-ass stomach, now would I?
Micah rolled her eyes and turned around before deciding that she should look.
My face felt flushed with heat and anger. And what made it worse, I didn't want to admit where it was coming from or why.
So, the next time you see my child's father, you can let him know that our next appointment is on the 29th.
Hey everybody, it's Miss J. Also, my name is Joy, and I have my wonderful guests in the building, in the studio today that I have recorded Accidentally Crushing Part 4. So to my left is, isn't it part 4?
4 parts in, yeah. Oh, wow. We didn't need to know.
So to my left is Shay, and she voiced Micah.
Hi, you guys.
Leland voiced Derek.
What's up?
And my Taji Poo, I was Tiffany the last time, but she did better. And she is Tiffany.
What's up, y'all?
Okay, what we want to do is, I have a quick question in reference to what the subject matter was. I'm trying to understand, and since Leland is the only male here, how do you go on a trip like that and then come back and tell a girl you're great enough for everything else, but you're not girlfriend material? What does that mean? And everyone can jump in, both male and female.
I think from Derek's perspective, he was just saying, like, I'm not looking for a girlfriend, and, like, I wouldn't look for a girlfriend in you. You're better my best friend. Because, which was very confusing to me in real life, because I'm like, nigga, what? Like, are we here? Like, your best friend is supposed to be your girlfriend. Like, but anyway. And I think that's what I understood, and that's why I never hit him with the, oh, I'm good enough to fuck, but not good enough to be, like, your type. Because I understood that he just saw me as a best friend and, like, fuckable. Which
with benefits.
Which was a compliment, because I'm like, oh, I hear.
That was a compliment to you.
So, in a way. In a way.
Leland, and then I'll go to my Taj.
Well, how can I say this?
Leland finna spit facts.
Before they took the vacation.
You don't want no confusion.
I'm not Derek right now. But before they took the vacation, like, it was implied that we're just friends. We gonna enjoy the vacation. So whatever happens, happens. They had the understanding and the lines got crossed. Now we got to go backwards to what was said in the beginning. Like, we still just friends, you know? Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to ruin the relationship that you have just because you went somewhere that grown folks go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really tricky, though, because in the back of his mind, he also knows about Tiffany. Right. So he can't allow it to go there. So I felt like that was his abrupt change in saying, like, OK, let me get this out the way now, because I already know where you're going.
Right. But his thing, and a big reason why I made him have that argument, is in real life, he thought that I liked him, but I didn't. So it put a strain on our relationship, which is a hint of what you'll get next time.
How is that possible?
That's what the fuck I said. Nigga, I don't like you. But anyway.
Taj, what are your thoughts on just a situation like this? It could just be, I know your ass is like a dude, so
I'm expecting you. Honestly, this is going to be me at the end of the month. Like,
this is getting ready to be you in real life?
Yeah, like, I'm finna tell Shorty after we get back from this trip, like, it ain't nothing deep, you know? We going, you probably ain't gonna listen to this, so I can say it. We're going to Atlanta, and you told me you was gonna take me to Atlanta for my birthday, but at the end of the day, you're still my friend, nothing more, nothing less. So, yeah, like, I feel it.
That's normally me. I'm normally that guy.
Yeah. You're normally that guy?
Yeah.
You can take me somewhere, but we're
so no one. So men and women have different feelings when it comes to sex. Or you all are young, so your whole
thing is
just physical, like, and I'm good.
That's my thing. Yeah, I've been like great. Like, I feel like men originated that mindset, and then the men that I was around and how I was raised, it was always don't give your heart to nobody. So if I'm fucking you, I can't give you nothing but what we do at that bed, and that's it. Like,
listen.
So how do you turn off your feelings?
I don't kiss them.
Period. Rule number 5.
Oh, that's the trick?
Yep.
You don't.
I know. Now I can't. Now I can't do it. Thank you, baby. But now I can't do it.
Kissing is really the ultimate part. I see why you don't
do it. And it's intimate.
Exactly. It's very intimate.
You kiss
me? So you're the same way?
Rule number 5. Show no love. Love get you killed.
Period.
Oh, wow.
And that, guys, is the reason why we're so screwed up.
Is that why?
Yes. I'm tired of being the girl that be sending these long paragraphs about how I feel and I get a okay back. No. Fuck y'all. I don't care.
No, like, see, yeah, we've all had our, like, even though, like, me and Taj was thugs, like, I've had that moment where I was really mm-hmm. talking to somebody, really feeling them. We kissed, didn't have sex. Mm-hmm. And me and him were connected like this, but I noticed that, like, he could pick up and leave with no problem. Why can he do that and I can't?
It's because of how men and women are wired.
Right. Yes. So therefore, I took my time and I picked up and left, but which was much longer than him. But every situation after that, I was mindful of my last one and how I didn't want to be back in the same situation. So I do everything that I can not to end up back there. And one of those things, not kissing him.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying. What I said together. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. That's
good. So let's just say we were to have a part five and she's pregnant. So Leland, would you want the character Derek to still with benefits with Micah? Do you think he should cut it off and just be with Tiffany? Or, you know, what would a young man really do? He'd still have both of them, wouldn't mm-hmm. he?
Yes, he would.
Not like a grown man, a young man.
This is not no grown man. Like, I need. This is not a do the right thing.
No. Let's not say that grown men won't do this.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yes, they just had a flashback.
Go ahead, baby.
I'll just give a little insight. If it were me, mm-hmm. I would try to make it work with the child's mother.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give some background. What type of person are you, though?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm old school, so...
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, now, I guess if you didn't want to assume responsibility for your actions at the time, you would try to not be with her mm-hmm. or the child mm-hmm. and try to pursue a relationship. You don't want a relationship. You want to keep it where it is. You don't right. want the boat to rock. So you got to play cards.
And Taj, as the character Tiffany, and you're pregnant, would you want to be with him? Would you still allow him to go back and forth with...
According to Taj,
this
Love.
For me...
I feel like she followed him.
For me, like, okay, you want me to put myself in Tiffany's shoes, or yeah. you want me to give my opinion in general?
Both.
Okay.
So you're in Tiffany's
if
shoes
If I was
now.
Tiffany, I mean, like... That's like the bitter baby mama role. So, of course, it's going to be like, no, that's my man, period this, period that, and that shit, all that, yeah. Mm-hmm. All the drama to come with it. But right. if we're speaking for me, like my personal person, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. like, I'm not the bitter type of person. Like, I feel like if I lay down and had a baby with this man, I think that he loved me. We're ultimately going to be friends at the end of the day. So I'm not going to stop him from going to be happy. If I really want him, like, if he's really my friend, I want him to be happy. Just like he's going to want me to be happy at the end of the day. We can figure out the co-parenting at the end, but I'm not the type to be, this is my man. Well, no, that's irritating.
Especially when they
what a gift together. To be so young.
Yeah.
I love that
maturity.
You said that.
Well,
let me feel your head.
Girl, come girl.
Maturity. She said she was congested, so she might have a...
Yeah, you know.
She might have a
I think
fever.
It's beautiful. I'm just teasing you. I mean, if you can learn this now at your age and maintain it, baby, you're going to be some powerful because that means you can just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have
you know,
to.
You can just let it go. That feelings are hard to let go, though.
Mm-hmm.
They really
You got to do what you got to do.
Shit.
I send my mope. I'll mope, you know, for like maybe like 2 weeks. And then my friends ain't going to let me do that too long. They go, all right, girl, come on.
See,
go.
I'm literally that friend. And like I've had people say, like, Shay, that's why like we can't be around you and like moping. Because you've been moping over the same nigga for two months and you're making yourself mope. You're not even sad. He's not bringing another girl. You're literally looking at the shit that he's mm-hmm. posted. Like, mm-hmm. you're making yourself mope. So I've learned, I just have to give them time. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, when you want to come and talk about it, I'm going to listen. I'm not going to say anything back. Because when I'm going to tell you.
You're not going to want
to In cute words, get over it.
You all are the hardest young woman.
No, but I like friends like that. Friends like that is what I need to be.
Because I hate seeing my friends sad. Like, I need you to be happy and, like, not concerned about
the shit
that's
stressing you. But sad is such a normal emotion. You don't want her to stay there.
Right, I don't want her to stay there.
You just ignored every feeling. You don't kiss. Don't you realize every other connection, you still are connected. You do know that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You do know that.
Trust me.
That he is depositing everything energy-wise inside of you.
When he's inside of you, he's inside of you forever.
Like it's not like...
But then like somebody
3 years?
3 years.
3 years.
Somebody could be...
Then the connection breaks.
It breaks.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. But like somebody could be inside of you and then they not really be inside of you. Like if you get what I mean. Like, you could feel them inside of you, but you're not feeling them.
Nah, what? Spiritual ties. You got 3 years.
You got spiritual ties. You might not feel it in your soul, but mm-hmm. you, their spirit is still there in your actions, the way you talk. Mm-hmm. Yes. Trust me. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just putting some confirmation in there.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I'm just, yeah, no. I think but I'm now, just in this emotionless just, stage right now.
I'm just
you don't listen. I don't want you to be there.
Not in a bad way. Just like as far as me having fun.
So have you? Yeah. Have you been in love before? The two of you?
Why are we asking this question?
Well,
I've talked to some other people and they say like you fall in love 3 times in your life, and we're just gonna say that I think I'm at my 3rd one. As far as being infatuated with the person that you are with, mm-hmm. or not even with, just you know. Feeling
right,
like, and like wanting to be around them and like wanting to love no other person than them and just dreaming this dreamy dream that y'all gonna be together forever. I think after, I'm at my 3rd one, but we're gonna see
after y'all broke up.
Wait, you're saying still feeling that after we break up?
That's in love. That's falling in love.
Yes, still feeling that after we're not together. That's why that long paragraph text mm-hmm. and then him just being able to pick up and go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I would never want to feel that again. Because I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, no, my heart hurts. So, yeah.
You?
Once.
Been in love?
One. Just one.
Just, okay, I'm sorry, just one.
Just one.
Just one?
Just one. Yeah.
Like, well, we know Leland is in love now.
Yes.
Oh, man.
His girl's so fine, y'all. She's cute. Like,
she's
Jesus.
Really cute.
No, she's not cute. She's
adorable.
That's why I added that. That's our luck. That's our thing.
Oh, that's your thing.
That's y'all.
Why did you do that? She's going to be mad.
No. No. Okay, on the script, it said insert funny descriptive sound. So y'all know how guys be like, it was or it was or it was.
Oh, his ass. I knew. He said, when I read that, I said, oh, Leland.
See, that's why I wanted Leland to. Leland is great, you guys. He's amazing. Yeah. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Most definitely had to make him.
Yes. I can't with you all.
On the script for the thing.
For the thing.
For the thing. Not anywhere else. We're in the studio. It's 2 other people in the room. Yes. Okay.
Well, thank you guys for listening to Accidentally Crushing Part 4. I don't know. We may do a part 5, but this damn Shay is leaving to go to college. And
I'm sorry, you guys.
Leland may be on another continent. And
honestly,
you know, all my greats. But we thank you guys for listening. And if you want to find out more, go to www.talesofthetext.com. Thank you. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.